Today's shir is Masechta Ksubis Daf Lamed, and we will begin on Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, 6 lines from the top, Amar of Chizda. As we had learned in the previous Daf, there's a machlokes between Shimon HaTamani and Rav Shimon HaBenasya, in which circumstances is one Chayiv Knas. Our Mishnah indicates that even if one violated a woman whom he could not marry, and therefore not be able to fulfill the pasuk of Loi Sihi Leisha, still there's a chiyuv knas. Shimon HaTamani, Rav Shimon HaBenasya taught us that according to Shimon HaTamani, it must be an Isha Sheyesh Ba Havaya, a woman in whom kedushin could be effective. Rav Shimon HaBenasya held it has to be a woman Harui Lakaima, Isha Harui Lakaima, a woman with whom one may remain married. Comments Rav Chizda, Omar Rav Chizda, says Rav Chizda, everybody will agree, Hakam Amoidim, Babala Nida, if somebody violated a Nida, Shemeshalim Knas. There is a Chiyiv to pay Knas. Lamanda Omar, Shiesh Bahavaya, according to Manda Omar, that Shimon HaTamani, that to be chayiv knas, it has to be a woman in whom kedushin is effective. Honami yesh bo havaya, kedushin is effective in a nida. And as the mafarshim point out, even though we have mentioned many times that there are rishonim, including the Rambam, who hold that a chuppas nida, a chuppah done with a nida loikana, is not effective, say the mafarshim, that's regarding nesuin. But Al Gemara is referring to Kedushin. Everybody agrees that Kedushin can be accomplished with a Nida. L'manda Omer Rui L'kaima, according to Manda Omer, it has to be a woman with whom one may remain married. Hanami Rui L'kaima, one is allowed to remain married to his wife when she's a Nida. So we see Nida is not the type of Isser that excludes marriage from continuing with such a person. Our Gemara now will begin to discuss in more in depth the concept of Kimle B'drabimnei. The concept of Kimle B'drabimnei in its simplest definition is that if one does an Avera for which there's a Chiv Misa B'dei Adam, Bezdin would give Misa for that Avera. And at the same time he also did something that would be obligate him to pay a mumminus, a fine, or damages. Kimlei B'drabimnei teaches us that we only give the more severe punishment, the misa b'dei adam. The source for teaching us this halacha is the pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim that says, "V'chi yinatzu anoshim," if men will be arguing, "v'nok v'isha hara," and they hurt a pregnant woman, and her children are born, however no one passes away, then we assess the damages and he has to pay the damages. And what is the Torah telling us that no one died? To teach us specifically, since no one died, that's why there is no chiyuv misa and there's only a chiyuv mamon. However, im yeh asan, were there to be a death, and therefore this person who caused the death would be chayiv misa b'dei adam, then there would be no monetary punishment, because we say now there is a din of kimlei b'drabimnei. As we will now learn, Rav Nechunya ben Akana takes this concept one step further, and he says that even in a situation where a chiyuv is a chiyuv kares, it's not a chiyuv misas bezden, it's a chiyuv kares, and if somebody at the same time did an avera for which there's a chiyuv kares and also a chiyuv mamon, Rav Chanunya ben Akana says that we also apply the concept of kimle b'drabimnei. Says our Gemara, ulefuki b'drabim d'chanunya ben Akana, our Mishnah, which taught that if one was ma'anes a woman for whom there is a chiyuv kares, there is a payment of knas, obviously disagrees with Rav Nechunya ben Akana. The Tanya, as the Braisa taught us, from the Chunyim and Akana, Hayoisus Yom Kippurim Kishavus Tashlumim. He treated Yom Kippur, where if somebody is Mechal Yom Kippur, there's an Oynish Karis. He treated it like Shabbos, where one is Mechal Shabbos, there's a Chiv Misa. Ma Shabbos, Meschai B'Nafshay Potter B'Tashlumim. Shabbos, Chil Shabbos, an example where we apply Kimla Medrabinei, and the person is Chayiv Misa, and he's Potter B'Tashlumim. Af Yom Kippurim, so too will be the Halacha on Yom Kippur, Meschai B'Nafshay, he's Chayiv Oynish Koreis, and he's Potter B'Tashlumim, he'll be Potter from Dinei Mamnes. So as we just explained the Gemara, according to Rashi, our Gemara is teaching us, according to Rashi, that our Rabbi Chanunya ben Akana cannot be consistent with our Mishnah. For our Mishnah says that there is a Chiyuv Knas when one violated someone whom there's an Isser Chiyuv Karas with. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, and Tosfos says what the Gemara is coming to say is that Rabbi Chanunya ben Akana cannot agree with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda, whom we began our Gemara with his position, opinion, held that if one violated a Nida, there would be a Chiyuv Knas, even though by a Nida there is a Chiyuv Kares. Says the Gemara that Rav Chisda's opinion cannot be consistent with Rav Nechunya ben Akana's opinion, because according to Rav Chisda we see that there is a Chiyuv Knas even though there's a Chiyuv Kares, and according to Rav Chanunya ben Akana there isn't. Why doesn't Rashi agree with Tosfos' understanding of the Gemara? So Pnei Yeshua explains with a very fundamental shaila. We know that when we apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei, the example is Chil Shabbos, if one is Mechal Shabbos B'Mezit, he's Chai Misa Bezdin, and therefore we say Kimlei B'Drabanei. What would be the halacha if one was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogig? Since he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogig, there would not be a concept, there would not be a Chiyuv Misas Bezdin. Do we still apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei? So as we will learn further in our parak, that even Chayve Misas Shogigin, we apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei. Now the question is, what would be the halacha if someone is a Chiyuv did an Aveira, for which if he was did it B'Mezid, he would be Chayiv Karis? If he did it B'Shogig, will we also, according from the Chunya ben Akana, apply Kimlei B'Drabanei? Rashi holds we wouldn't. Therefore, there's a way for him, the Chunya ben Akana, to be consistent with Rav Chisda. If someone was Ma'anis, a woman who's a Nida, and he was not aware that she's a Nida, so it's a Shagig, it's a Chiyuv Karas Shagig, even there, even Rav Chunya ben Akana would agree there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. But according to Tosfos, Tosfos holds that we compare Chiyuv Kares, according to Rav Chunya ben Akana, completely to Chiyuv Misab Dei Shemayim. And just like with Chiyuv Misab Dei Shemayim, even with B'Shogig, there is no Chiyuv Tashlumim, similarly by Chiyuv Kares. And that's why, according to Tosfos, Rav Chunya ben Akana cannot be consistent with the Rav Chisda's opinion. Tosfos also asks that why are we so quick to say that our Mishnah is not consistent with the opinion of Nechunya ben Akana? Perhaps even though Nechunya ben Akana says that we apply Kimlei B'Drabanei B'Chiyuv Karas, perhaps he doesn't hold we say it by Knas, that the Torah wants this person to have to pay Knas, even though it's a Chiyuv Karas. So Tosfos and the Rishonim answer, since we see that our Gemara completely compares according to Nechunya ben Akana Chiyuv Karas to Chiyuv Misas Bezdin, the comparison is complete. And if we say Kimlei B'Drabanei Chiyuv Misa, we will say by Chiyuv Karas also as far as Knas is concerned. The Mefarshim also ask if what Nechunya ben Akana is trying to teach us is that we apply the concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei by Chiyuv Karas, why did he choose to say it regarding Yom Kippur? He could have just said by Chiyuv Kares there's a concept of Kimlei B'Drabanei. So one answer the Mefarshim give is that Rav Nechunya ben Akana is referring back to the Mishnah Masechta Megillah, that the Mishnah Masechet Megillah says, Ein bin Shabbos lo Yom Kippurim. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. El shezez adoyna b'skilo. By Shabbos of summer is b'chal Shabbos is a chiv skilo. By Yom Kippur zez adoyna b'kareis. And to point out how there is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur shows us Rabbi Chanan ben Kana, Kim Levit Rabbanei would be such an example where Kim Levit Rabbanei is relevant to both. Another pshat that I saw is because to differentiate between Chiyuv Malkus and Chiyuv Kares, to show Yom Kippur where there's a Chiyuv Kares, that's where Rabbi Chanan ben Kana applies the concept of Kim Levit Rabbanei, but not by Chiyuv Malkus, such as Yontif, were there, Rabbi Chanan ben Kana will not apply necessarily the concept of Kimlei B'drabimnei. The Mefarshim ask that even according to Rabbi Chanan ben Kana, this is the Sefer Kavod Kshaisa asked this question. Even according to him, we could find a situation where there is a situation where somebody did an aver for it as a chiyuv kares, and he would be chayiv tashlumin. And that is if a person is above bar mitzvah, he's above 13 years old, but he's below 20 years old. Where halacha is that einshim b'day adam, einshim that bezdin give out start at the age of 13, but einshim b'day shemayim begin only at the age of 20. So what would be the halacha if someone did an avera for which there's a chiyuv kares? Let's say someone, a boy who's 15 years old, was ma'anes an isha. So there's a chiyuv, who to him is a chiyuv kares, one of the women, the examples that our Mishnah gave. Even there, look, it seems that even Rabbi Chanan ben Kana would say there's a chiyuv knas, because since he's less than 20 years old, there is no chiyuv kares. So the Mefarshim give a number of answers. One answer is, as we just said now, Rabbi Chanan ben Kana completely compares Chiyuv Kares to Chiyuv Mises Bezdin. And since if this boy was Ma'anis, a woman for whom he has a Chiyuv Mises Bezdin, we would apply the concept of Kim Leibud Rabbanei, tells us Rabbi Chanan ben Kana, we have to teach us the exact same din by Chiyuv Kares, even though this person will not be subject to Chiyuv Kares. Other Mefarshim explained, based on something else that we just explained, that just like we have a concept that if somebody does an aveir for which there's a chiyuv kares, but he did it b'shogig, at least according to Tosfos, there's a chiyuv, we say kimlei b'drabimnei. Similarly, by this person, even though he's not going to get kares because he's less than 20 years old, he's like a chiyuv kares shogigin, and we apply kimlei b'drabimnei. Another pshat that I saw is that when we say someone who's less than 20 years old and did an aveira, he will not get the einish kares. There are two parts to the einish. One part of the einish is the chiyuv. He did an aveira for which there's a chiyuv einish kares. And there's another part of actually receiving the kares. Just because the person doesn't receive the kares doesn't mean he doesn't have the chiyuv kares. And once he have the chiyuv kares, according to Rabbi Chanan ben Kana, we apply the concept of kimlei b'drabimnei. Ask the Gemara, my tama, Rabbi Chanan ben Kana. From where does Rabbi Chanan ben Kana teach us that we apply kimlei b'drabimnei even by chiyuv kares? Amar Abaye, nema osam de adam. The pasuk uses the word osan by Oynish b'day Adam, that was the pasuk that we quoted earlier, which teaches us the concept of Kimlei b'drabimnei. V'nema osan b'day shemayim. And the Torah also speaks about osan b'day shemayim. The pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu tells when his children want to take Binyamin to Mitzrayim at Yosef's request. And Yaakov Avinu says, V'yoyim aloyer b'ni imochem, ki ochav meis, v'hu levad nishar, he's left alone without a brother, v'kura osam b'derech, asher teichu ba, v'raditem esavasi b'yogein sha'oila. Ma osam b'day adam, just like the osam, when it refers to oynish b'day adam, we say patim teshlumim, we apply the concept of the kimelim with rabbinate, af osam b'day shemayim, which is what happened which Yaakov Avinu was concerned, Potter mitashlumim, we apply the concept of Kimlei midirabimene. Ask the Gemara, Maskevlar of Adabarahavo, Mamai de Chichamazalo Yaakov Avinu. How do we know that when Yaakov Avinu was warning his children, his concern was Altsinum Apachim, were about cold and heat, and we see that Yaakov Avinu, and that's what that Osain is referring to, B'day Shemayim, Dilmal, Arye Veganve, maybe he was concerned about lions and thieves that are B'day Odom Ninu. And like the Mepharshim said, everything is B'day Shemayim, but Sinem Apachem, at least at this point of the Gemara considers completely B'day Shemayim. And Arye Veganve, since they're not completely B'day Shemayim, it involves the animal, involves the thief, so it's considered B'day Adam. So Gemara's question is, we're using the Pasuk of Osoin by Yaakov Avinu to say it's referring to B'day, to Osoin B'day Shemayim, similar to Kares. And therefore we'll learn that we say Kimle B'day Shemayim, maybe it refers to B'day Adam. And Yaakov Avinu was concerned about Arye Veganve. So there's a machloikis v'achroinim. When the Gemara is comparing osan osan, is it using it as a complete gzeirah shava, or is osan osan just a gili milsa? That osan means any type of happening, whether it's b'day adam b'day shemayim. What would be the nafkamina? So I saw that the nafkamina would be the machloikis that we quoted between Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, that says that we don't have the exact same dinim by Kimlei b'derabbanei of Kores as Kimlei b'derabbanei b'misa b'dei Adam. The case of Shogig, Rashi said, is different. It's only Gili Milsa. On the other hand, according to Tosfos, that learns that just like by Chi Misa b'dei Adam Shogig, that we apply the concept of Kimlei b'derabbanei, so too will be Chi of Kores b'dei Shemayim, B'shoigig, where we apply the concept of Kimlei b'derabbanei, because he considers it a full-fledged gzeirah shava. Now, Farshim discuss at length, why does the Gemara and the Havamina think that Yaakov Avinu was only concerned about something that was b'day Odom, not b'day Shemayim? So one teretz that I saw was that we find Yehuda approaching Yaakov and saying that I will be a guarantor that nothing will happen. So if it's referring to something that's B'day Adam, we could understand Yehuda's guarantee. Something B'day Adam, Yehuda felt he could prevent. But if Yaakov Avinu meant something B'day Shemayim, how could somebody guarantee against something that happens B'day Shemayim? So that's why the Gemara and the Havamina thought that Yaakov Avinu was only concerned about B'day Adam mishaps. Another pshat that I saw from the Meretz Chayetz, that Yaakov Avinu said, Yosef einenu, Shimon einenu, v'sbinyamin tikachu, alai hayu kolanu. What Yaakov Avinu was saying was, just like according to Yaakov Avinu, Yosef was killed by a lion. Shimon was taken in prison by this king or this prime minister in Mitzrayim. So we see that Yaakov's concerns were only about B'day Adam concerns, and that's why the Gemara and the Havamina thinks that maybe what Osan here means is only B'day Adam. And says the Gemara, Ota Yaakov, Aha Ishar, Aha Loi Hizar. Does it make sense to say that Yaakov Avinu was only worried about B'day Adam mishaps and not B'day Shemayim mishaps? Yaakov HaKomili Izer. Yaakov was worried about everything. And as Mepharshim explained, according to the way we explained, Yaakov Avinu also was concerned that perhaps Binyamin will die on the road, just like his mother, Rachel, died on the road, which is B'day Shemayim. And in fact, we find that Yehuda was punished for taking the guarantee. Why was Yehuda punished for taking the guarantee? Because maybe he could guarantee against something that happens B'day Adam. But how could he take a guarantee against what's going to happen B'day Shemayim? So we see that Yaakov Avinu was concerned about B'day Shemayim. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, but sinu pachim b'day shemayim ninu, are heat and cold something that's considered b'day shemayim? V'tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa, hako b'day shemayim chutz mitzinu pachim? Everything is in the hands of heaven besides cold and heat. Shnema tzinu pachim b'derech ikish. Cold and heat are in the way of the people going the wrong way. Shoyman nafsha yirchbehem. Somebody who watches himself will stay away from them. So we see that people can control tzinim apachim because you could put on an extra coat or be cool. So Rashi explains that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that tzinim apachim are completely in the hands of Adam. They're both in the hands of Adam and in the hands of Shemayim. However, Tosfos seems to agree, and Tosfos says that tzinim apachim are totally in the hands of people, because you could be careful not to go out in the cold or in the heat. And as the Rambam and the Ritva explain, the Gemara is not only focusing about heat and cold. What the Gemara here means to say is anything that a person could watch to prevent is b'day Adam. And therefore, many Mefarshim explain what the Gemara here means is also getting a cold, for example, or diseases that come from excessive eating. Anything that a person can control is not considered, at this point, b'day Shemayim. But Tosfos asks a question, which is certainly most cogent, according to his opinion. How could the Gemara say to Tosfos, consider tzinim apachim b'day Adam? The Gemara, Tosfos quotes that Antigonus asked of Rebbe before he was going on a trip, daven for me. So Rebbe davened, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should save you from the cold. So Antigonus says, is that a tefillah? If it's cold, I'll put on an extra coat. So then he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should prevent you from excessive heat. He says, that's a proper tefillah, because there's not much that can be done from excessive heat. So we see that excessive heat is in the hands of Hashem. So Tosfos says, certainly when one is on a trip, there, heat and cold are not in his control. What we're talking about is when one is in his own home. If he's cold, he could go into a room with his heat or could put on a coat. And if he's hot, he could go into an air-conditioned room. And in fact, based on this medrash, that it seems that heat is more of a concern than cold, I saw that the Paiskim say, just like we know that the Shulchan Aruch says, that since everybody's considered a chayla, a sick person, as far as cold, and therefore on Shabbos if it's cold and the steam is off, one can ask an akum under certain circumstances to put on the steam. If Tosfos is teaching us that heat is more of an issue than cold, certainly one can ask an akum to put on an air conditioner. Tosfos also discusses if somebody kills himself. If our Gemara is saying that Hakol B'day Shemayim, so how come if somebody kills himself, he is Chayiv Misa? So Tosfos explains that sometimes things are beyond our control, and sometimes things are in our control. And Tosfos seems to say that everything is in the control, is everything that we control is in the same category of tzinim apachim. However, I saw many Rishonim disagree with Tosfos, and they say that a person on Rosh Hashanah, it's decided if he's going to live or die, and life and death is completely in the hands of Hashem. But asks Rabbi Chanan Vasseman, if life and death, as those Rishonim explain, is completely in the hands of Hashem, why is a person chayiv misa if he kills someone else? Wasn't that person decreed to die? So Rabbi Chanan says, the reason a person who kills someone else is chayiv misa is not because he killed someone else. That person would have died anyway. He is chayiv misa because he did an act, which the Torah says that if somebody does such an act, he's chayiv misa. Furthermore, asked the Gemara, we gave an example of something which is b'deish adam, Arye v'ganve. Ask the Gemara, so Arye v'ganve b'day Adam ninu? I Arye v'ganve in the hands of people? V'am Rav Yoyis v'chein ton Rav Chiyo, miyoyim shechar beis ha-migdosh, api shebotul Sanhedrin, from the day that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, even though we no longer have a Sanhedrin, Abba Mises Lebatlu, the Abba Mises Bezdin have not stopped. Ask the Gemara Lebatlu. How could you say that they haven't stopped a Batlu? We don't have a Bezdin. We don't have a Sanhedrin that could give Misa. So the Rishonim point out, why did the Gemara have to begin quoting Rabbi Yosef's Braisa? If the Braisa says, Hakel B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Apachim, it's obvious that Aryeh V'ganvei are B'dei Shemayim. So Rishonim said the Gemara could have asked that question also, but the Gemara asked a question where it's explicit that we see that Aryeh V'ganvei are B'dei Shemayim. Tosfos also asks that the Gemara says Hakel B'dei Shemayim Chutz Miyira Shemayim. So how could our Gemara say Hakel B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Apachim? So Tosfos answers, this concept of Hakel B'dei Shemayim Chutz Miyira Shemayim refers to when a child is in his mother's womb. Then everything is predetermined Chutz Miyira Shemayim. Our Gemara is referring to a living person. There we say Hakel B'dei Shemayim Chutz Mitzinim Apachim. Tosfos also asks that how could our Gemara say that only Miyom Shechora Beis HaMikdash did the Bezdin stop? We know that the Gemara says, Tosfos asks, in Masechta Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that 40 years before the Churban, the Sanhedrin already were no longer in session. So why does our Gemara say only Miyom Shechora Beis HaMikdash? So some of Farshim explained that that's exactly what the Gemara means. That 40 years before was already the beginning of the Churban. They were aware that the Churban was coming, and that's why it's considered Miyom Shechar Beis HaMikdash. Tosfos answers, because even though the Sanhedrin were no longer in session 40 years before, if they felt the need to be in session, they could go into session. However, once the Churban took place, they were no longer able to, under any circumstances, go into session. Another Teretz Tosfos attempts to say, but he asks on it, is that as long as the Beis HaMikdash was standing and the Kohen Gadol were wearing the Big Day Kahuna, they were a kapara and they prevented people from having an oynish for doing Ritzicha. But once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there were no longer Big Day Kahuna, we no longer had that Shmira. Ella, says the Gemara, how do we have Din Dalamisis even nowadays? Din Abba Mises Leibotlu. The Abba Mises are not completely nullified. Mishin is Chayiv Skila. If someone is Chayiv Skila, then in a very fortunate is Chayiv Skila. Oy Neifel Menagag, either he falls from the roof, Oy Chayiv Darsus, or he's trampled by a wild beast. So I saw that the Gra says that every one of the examples of Dalamisis Bezdin, the Gemara gives us two examples. One, when the person, something happens to the person, Oy Neifel Menagag, he falls from the roof, Oy Chaya Darsusa, or the animal approaches him. To teach us, says the Gra, that if a person, Rachman al Tzlan, is Mechuyiv Misa, there's no way to run away from it. Either he'll fall by himself, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the animal towards him. I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains as follows. Sometimes a person does an Aveira for which there's a Chiyuv Misa. But sometimes he enjoys doing the Aveira, and sometimes he didn't particularly enjoy it. In a case where he didn't enjoy it, Neifel Menagag, he falls from the roof. But if not only did he do an Aveira, but he enjoyed doing the Aveira, so then the Einish is Chai Darsasa, that the animal tramples him, and the animal enjoys doing such an act, just like he enjoyed doing the Aveira. And the Rishonim explain that this is not only regarding the Dalamisis, as the Gemara will explain, but even if somebody did an Aveira for which there's a Chiv Malkus, also Min HaShemayim, they will cause him to get Malkus. Mishnah is Chayiv Sreifa. Oy Neifel B'Dileika, Oy Nachash Mekisha. Or he falls into a flyer, or a snake bites him. Mishnah is Chayiv Hariga. If somebody is Chayiv Misa Hariga, that his head is cut off, Oy Nimsel Malkus, or he's given over to the authorities, who typically, when they gave death by beheading, Oy Listen Boyinolof. Mishnah is Chayiv Chenek, Oy Toiv Benar, or he drowns in a river, like Bais Basurnik, he dies of choking. So we see from here that Aryeh V'ganvei is B'dei Shemayim. So how could the Gemara in Amun Aleph call it B'dei Adam? Therefore, Ela Epoch, as the Gemara changes the Gemara, Aryeh V'ganvei are examples of B'dei Shemayim. And on the other hand, Tzinim Apachim, as we learned on Amun Aleph, since one could control that, are examples of B'dei Adam. As we learn this Gemara, the obvious question that the Rishonim discuss is that we unfortunately see people who do Averis and don't Averis for which the various Mises that our Gemara quotes, there's such a Chiyuv, and don't get that Oynish. And on the other hand, we see people who are Tzadikim that do get the Oynish. So the Gra's approach to this Gemara is that we, our Neshamas, are many times Gagulim, we're already in this world, and he already might have done Averis, and therefore a person who's a tzaddik we see getting this Oynish because he's a Gilgal. Another pshat, which is a fundamental understanding of the Gemara, is that getting an Oynish sometimes is a privilege, because by getting the Oynish in this world, when we come to the Olam HaEmes, we're completely clean, and therefore a tzaddik who might have done a small Avera gets an Oynish in this world, and he comes to the next world ready to have a menucha. And a Rasha has it good in this world for the various because of the various mitzvahs that he did, and he gets an internal punishment in the next world. And in fact, the Rabbeinu Bechaya explains that's why we find Rabbi Kiva and Asara Haruge Malchus got such terrible punishments, even though they were such tzaddikim, because they were receiving punishments for the Averu that the Shvatim sold the Yosef. So we see that punishments sometimes come many, many years later. Other Mefarshim explained that all of this entire Gemara, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laaretz. But there's another explanation which is given by Rav Chaim Brisker, which really speaks to the fundamental issue. In this world, we're accustomed that there are rules and that there are fines and punishments for violating the rules. There's a rule book. If somebody goes through a red light, he gets a ticket with a fine of so much and so much dollars. In Shemayim, in heaven, judgments are done completely different. As the Rabbim says, Ein shoiklim ela bedatoi shekel deos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own system of judgment. What's pshat? Because in the Olam HaEmes, Rav Chaim explains, the punishment is not given because this crime was done and this crime deserves this punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the Yodea Machshavos, he understands what was the person's situation when he did the Avera. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Brisker, it could well be that the person maybe did a big Avera, but he was confused or something else that caused him to do an Avera. It doesn't make it right, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that he doesn't deserve such a serious punishment. Whereas the Mefarshim go on to explain, in this world, when somebody receives a punishment, it's not only he who receives his punishment, but his entire family suffers. If someone's imprisoned, his entire family is suffering. But maybe they didn't do anything wrong. But those are the rules. If you did this Aveira, if you did this sin, you deserve this punishment. In Shemayim, it's completely different. And if the person's family doesn't deserve to suffer, even if the person did an Aveira, he won't necessarily get the punishment, or at least immediately get the punishment. There's interesting Tshuva in the Chasam Sofer, and the Stechema discusses this also. If our Gemara is saying that if one was afflicted with the various things that our Gemara discusses, it's a proof that he did an Avera for which there's a Chiyuv, Misa, Skila, Seifa, Herik, V'chenek, we know that the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin that if one was killed with a Misa's Bezdin, he was not buried in a regular cemetery. So what would be the halacha if somebody fell off the roof or was trampled by an animal? that it seems that he had a chiyuv skila. Should we not bury him in the rest of the cemetery? The Steichemed certainly says that we could bury him in a regular cemetery, as does the Chassam Sofer, and they're medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say, call me shenimsar lemalchus, everybody who is killed by the government, by beheading, it's a proof that he's chayev hariga. The Gemara says, mish oynims lemalchus. It could be the reason. That doesn't mean for sure that if somebody is beheaded, it must be because he was a person who was mechayev hariga, or the same for the others. And therefore they both paskin that certainly this person, even though he had this death, could be buried together with everyone else in a regular cemetery, not like the people who had killed with Mises Besdin. Rav Amar, Tamid Rav Nechunya Ben Akana Mahacha. Rav says the reason from Nechunya Ben Akana that treats a Chiv Chorus just like a Chiv Mises Dei Adam, the Pasuk says regarding the Aveira of Moilach, that Moilach was an Aveira where a father would pass his son through fire for Avodah Zarah. The Pasuk says, V'mhalim yalima ama'oretz esay neim en isha hu, v'sitoy mizaro lamolech, v'santei esponim b'isha hu, u'b'mishpachtoy, v'chrati oisoy. So the Pasuk uses the word kares, v'chrati oisoy. Amr Torah says, kares shali k'misa shalchem. The Torah compares my kares to your misa. Mak Misa Shalchem, just like by Misa B'dei Odom, Misa Bezdin, we say Potem Teshlumim, we apply the concept of Kimle B'drabbanei, Af Kares Shali, so too by the case of Kares, Potem Teshlumim, we apply the concept of Kimle B'drabbanei. The Mefarshim ask, where is there a situation of a Chiv Teshlumim by Moilach that the Gemara should say that we apply the concept of Kimle B'drabbanei? So Mefarshim say, either, as we will learn later, that while he was taking his child through Moilach, he also ripped somebody else's clothing, or that he took his grandson to the Moilach, where the Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin says that the Issa Moilach wasn't only on a son, it's also on a grandson, and his grandson's clothing burnt, but those clothing don't belong to him. He's owes the child's father who spent the money on the clothing, and that's where we have a Kimle B'drabbanei. Ask the Gemara, my Ika bein Rava l'Abaya. Rava learned it from this pasuk of Kares. Abaya learned it from the pasuk by Yaakov Avinu. Ika benayu zor shachot truma. If a non-kain ate truma, so there's a chiv misa b'dei shemayim, not a chiv Kares. Will we apply the concept of Kimle b'drabbanei according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana? L'Abaya Potter. Abaya says that we learned that according to Rav Nechunya ben Akana, we apply the concept of Kimle b'drabbanei by Osin. Anything that happens b'day Shemayim. Rava, who on the other hand learns it from the Pasuk of the Chrati Oysoi, says that Rav Nechunya ben Akana applies this concept strictly by Chiyuv Kares. The Mefarshim discuss what is the difference between Kares and Misa b'day Shemayim. Rashi says that Kares affects the children. Misa b'dei Shemayim doesn't affect the children. Others explain that that's not the difference, that even Kares doesn't affect the children unless the Torah uses the word Ariri. The difference is that Misa b'dei Shemayim doesn't have a specific time when it'll happen. It'll just happen, he will die earlier than he was supposed to, whereas Kares has a specific age, 50 or 60 years old. Others explain the difference is, the Ravid explains this way, B'dishtei Shemayim, the person has his oynish in this world, and he will not have another oynish in the next world, whereas Kares, he has even though he receives this oynish, he will still have an oynish in the next world. Ask the Gemara, Ulabaya Potter, is it true that according to Abaya, even when somebody does an aveir for which there's Misa B'dei Shemayim, we are, say, the concept of Kimle M'drabbanei. So before we go further, ask Tosis, according to his opinion, that we apply the concept of Kimle M'drabbanei even when the person did the aveir b'shogig, when will there ever be a case, ask Tosis, that somebody, that a Zor would eat Truma, and he would be chayiv tashlumim. Which, even if he ate it b'shoigig, shouldn't we apply the concept of kimle b'drabimene? Because according to Tosfos, even chayiv karis shoigigin, according to Nechunim Nakana, we say kimle b'drabimene. Answers Tosfos that the tashlumim that's paid for someone who eats truma is not because he owes the kohen money. It's a kapara. That's part of his kapara process. And therefore, somebody, if he did it b'shoigig, has to pay in order to affect the kapara. And Tosfos has a great raya. Because the halacha is that, let's say, somebody ate a different kohen's, a vazar ate a kohen's truma, and the kohen forgives him. He says, you don't have to pay me. The halacha is that the kohen can't forgive him, because it's a kapara, which is not in the kohen's power to forgive. Ask the Gemara, Labayi Potter. So according to Abayi, was saying that if somebody ate truma, he's potter from the from paying, because we apply the concept to kimle b'drabimene. Since he's chayim misa b'day shemayim, v'am rav chesda, ma'idrav nechunim ben akana, nechunim ben akana agrees. B'goy nefsh chalba shal chaveri v'ochloi, if somebody stole someone else's chalif, and he ate it, so he's chayiv momen for stealing the chalif, and he's also chayiv kares for eating the chalif, that he is chayiv to pay, because the two punishments do not come simultaneously. Shekvan is chayiv b'geneva kodim shabol adei is a chalif. The geneva, he was chayiv as he picked it up. Eating, he was only chayiv later. Alma, the me'idah de agbe kanye, as soon as he picked up the chalev, he acquired it, and he's chayiv for geneva. Mischayiv benafshoy loy hava adochalei. The chiv karas doesn't come until he eats it. So why don't we say the same by the truma? Hachanami be'idah de agbe. When he picked up the truma kanye, he was koinit, and he's chayiv for geneva. Mischayiv benafshoy, but the chiv misa b'day shemayim doesn't come loy hava adochalei. So even according to the Nechunya ben Akana, why do we apply the concept of kimle b'drabimene here? Answers the Gemara, Hacha b'mayi skinan, k'gon she'toycha v'chaver l'toycheviv. He didn't pick it up. His colleague, put it into his mouth, and therefore he's not chayiv for geneva, because the geneva he didn't do. He's only chayiv because he enjoyed eating the chalev, which comes at the same time as he enjoys the chalev. He's chayiv two einshim, one for the eating of the chalev and one for owing his friend that he ate the chalev. Saif asked the Gemara, Kivin de Lasei, as soon as he chews the chalev, Kanye he's koinit, and he's chayiv to pay for it. But he's not over the Issa of Chalev until he actually swallows it and it comes into his stomach. Answers the Gemara, we're referring to a situation where his friend put it directly into his throat. So he didn't chew it. Chewing it is a Maisa Kinyan, but he never chewed it. Why is chewing it a Kinyan? So some say because chewing it shows that I want to own it, and others say chewing it changes it, and the change is what makes it mine. Hey Chidami, ask the Gemara exactly what is the case. How deep into his throat did he push it? Either Matzal Adura, if he pushed it in, then he could spit it out. Neheder, so let him bring it back up. And if he decided not to do so he's Chayiv at that moment. And the Chayiv Kares comes later. So they're not simultaneous. If on the other hand, loy matzla hadura, it was thirst so deep in that he could not spit it out, amai chayiv, why is he chayiv misa? As so Rashi explains to Gemara, he didn't do anything. And so the Gemara, loy tzricha de matzla hadura ayde tchak, where it was pushed in, but it was put into a place where he could only return it with difficulty. So at that point, it becomes repulsive. So even if he had brought it back up and spit it out, it's still not usable. So he can't be chayiv for geneva, because it's past that point. He is, however, chayiv for the amount that he enjoyed, and let's explain this a little better. What that means is, he now had supper chalif. He would have had to spend whatever amount of money for supper, and now he saved himself. that amount of money he owes the owner of the chalif. But that comes at the same time that he's eating the chalif. And that's why he's chayiv. But he is chayiv mitzah because he could have spit it out. And the fact that he didn't spit it out, that's why he's chayiv mitzah. And at the same time, he's also chayiv for paying the owner for paying for supper. Rapapa gives a different way of explaining. Where his fellow put into his mouth a beverage of truma, that as soon as it's put into his mouth, it becomes repulsive. So he can't be chayiv for geneva. It's past that point. His only liability is to pay for the benefit, that he won't have to take a drink of a different beverage, which is a benefit which happens at the same time that he is that he's eating the truma. And again, this is a situation where he could have spit it out. So he is chayiv misa. Rav Ashi Amar, it's referring to a situation, kegon she'ochel truma mishaloi, he ate his own truma. So he's not chayiv b'gneiva. So where is the chayiv mominus? It's korosh shiroin shel chavarei. But at the same time, he tore his friend's silk begodim. So the way most Rishonim explain, with one hand he was eating the chalif, with the other hand he was tearing his friend's garments. So since these two things came at the exact same moment, we say Kimai B'drabim Nei. Demiri disagrees, and as we will discuss this more, because since these two acts have no connection to each other, why should we say Kimai B'drabim Nei? So he explains it's referring to a situation where he put the truma into someone else's garment, and he chewed it at the same time, and he ate it at the same time. So he's chayiv for both with one act. The one act of eating was an act of mazik, of damaging his friend's clothing, and also eating chaylev. And since it's a chayiv kares, according to Chananya Menachana, we'd apply the concept of kimlei b'derabnei.